G'day everybody and welcome to Heavy Magazine. This is CJ here and today I am joined by the hairy but amazing gentleman from Hang'em High. How are you, gentlemen?
Good, man.
Beautiful.
Thank you for having us.
Man, my pleasure. So
yeah, appreciate it.
We got some shit to cover. I know obviously you guys have got a show coming up. When this comes out, I think the show will be done, but you've got a show this weekend coming up.
Yeah, Friday night, last minute thing for us. So it's always good. We love playing Tomcats. It seems to be a wild ride anytime we play.
Kind of like a home base for us every time we play there. It's just an awesome time, awesome energy. Yeah, love it. Can't wait.
Nice. So by the way, gentlemen, I always usually do this, but introduce yourselves. Who are you and what do you play in the band?
You can go first, Matty.
So I'm Matt and I slap the tubs, aka do drums, aka hit shit with sticks on time sometimes.
Nice.
I'm Brent. I scream at people, not very well, but I do what I can.
With your powers combined and with three other dudes that are also equally hairy, you guys are Hang'em High.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah. So gentlemen, you guys are a pretty new band in the retrospect of things. You guys have only been around for what, nearly 2 years now?
Yeah. Yep. I think, yeah, about a year and a half. So next January will be 2 years.
Wow. And I know you guys have gotten around. You've gotten yourselves on some pretty pretty awesome bills. Plus, you've had a feature with CJ from Thy Art as well, which is pretty dope. So, I mean, you guys are kicking pretty hard pretty quick. Is that intentional with you guys? Or, you know, did you plan on taking a bit slow? Or did you guys just, like, decide to hit it as hard as possible?
When Brent and Spence had kind of been together and been writing and recording the stuff before I kind of joined the band, but we'd been a band for I think it was about like 8 months when Russell used to play guitar with us, and then we just really practiced that whole 8 months of just every week pretty much routine jamming, just getting it real tight, making sure the first show would be, you know, absolutely killer. And then I think the plan was just to come out swinging, really. Just do hop on everything and everything we can and just get out there and just have fun with it.
Yeah, Josh and I had that plan sort of when we started Hang'em High. It was like, yeah, when we come out, we're coming out swinging. Josh and I had been in bands before, or Spencer, sorry, had been in bands together before, and we sort of had learned from some of the things that we'd done, and we just went, you know what, this is our Hail Mary for us playing in a band. So yeah, we just wanted to come out and absolutely just take Brisbane by storm, I guess.
Hell yeah, man. And speaking of take Brisbane by storm, one of the reasons we're here today is to chat about Kaiju Fest, which is coming up on November 12th at the Mansfield Tavern. Mistake me if I'm wrong, but this is your first time actually playing that.
Yeah, it is actually.
Yeah, because yeah. I know I've seen you. I've bumped into you a few times there, Brent. But yeah, is it the first time both of you guys have played there, period? Or
yeah,
for me it will be. Yeah.
Hell yeah! So what's in the woodworks for that? What can the fans expect from the show?
Oh man. Well, basically after this Friday show, it's actually our bass player's final show with us. He's got some life stuff that he's moving forward with, and Hang'em sort of doesn't fit that picture, but we've got a new bass player, so we'll be basically getting him sorted. We've got a new set that we're going to rejig some of our stuff that we play in our set now, plus add possibly some new things, and we're just going to come out with a new image and just pure chaos and energy.
Nice. Anything else you want to add to that, Matt?
Brent pretty much said it perfectly. I think it's just going to be like a kind of where we've kind of remodeled the band a bit. And I think the influence of me and a couple of the new members, the influence of our sound is definitely coming through in the new stuff. And it's cool to see. This is going to be the first band where it'll be, instead of us playing Brent Spencer's awesome EP, it'll be Hang'em High playing
Hang 'em high stuff.
This is hang 'em high. This is going to be hang 'em high. So you're going to make that statement very loud at Kaiju Fest.
So it kind of feels like you guys have kind of found your final form, I guess, in some ways. have you just discovered Kaioken?
We're only at the start. This is just
especially like with the song that we're going to release before the week before Kaiju. That's sort of our first stepping stone into where we're going to sort of be trying to head. We're taking what we did with the EP, but just angrier. We're angry.
Well, it's pretty fucking angry as is, if you don't mind me saying. you did just mention that you guys are going to hopefully be dropping a track the week before. What can you tell us anything about that at the moment, apart from that's the new direction you're heading in?
Lee Dooley, obviously we're biased because we play it, but you know, we wrote it, whatever, but it's just such a fucking kick in the teeth of a song, you know what I mean? It's just got such power behind it, and we're really proud to release it. We've been sitting on it for ages, just trying to, you know, perfect every little nook and cranny of it. This new song is pretty much the sound of Hang 'em High.
Yeah,
right. Because I know you guys have been very busy last year. You dropped quite a few releases, which I assume would have had a lot to do with being in the middle of a pandemic, having the time to write and all of that. And I noticed this year, this would probably be your first release, if I'm not mistaken, for this year.
Yeah, it will. We sort of... Yeah, Spencer and I, I'd say 2018 was when Spencer and I sort of finally got hang 'em rolling with writing, and we had quite a few member shakeups. Like, I originally started on guitar, and then the vocalist that we had moved away, so I ended up slotting into that role when we were in the studio. We sort of went, shit, what are we going to do? And so I just jumped in there. Then it was just a flurry of releases, and we just sort of were flowing off that for a while. And then obviously we got Matt in and everything. So we had new members, and we just wanted to be like, all right, we need a song that is now Hang 'em High.
Yeah. It's kind of like you had like the pre-hang'em when you guys were like building up to it, and now that you guys have kind of got that form of all the members, now you're like, all right, we need something that represents us now, not what it was when it first started. Dope. Well, I am very fucking excited to hear what you boys are coming out with. Is there anything else you can tell us about it,
man? It's angry. we went into the studio, like, because we obviously with our song with CJ, Nothing for Nothing, that was probably, I would say, our heaviest song that we have released, and we wanted to go in and top that again. And Matt likes stupid caveman breakdowns, and so
I read through a rough patch when I was like 16, and I found like Traitors and Down Tempo and Black Tongue, and I just thought, oh my fucking god, what is this? And then that just kind of stuck with me. So everyone has their very like different influences to the band. Think I kind of bring the more like edgier, grittier type of sound to it, which really shines through on this track.
Your genre of metal that you prefer is called breakdown. It's a subgenre to a subgenre.
I like to call it fight riffs and fighting invisible people.
Oh, that's amazing. All right, gentlemen, well, I've got a couple of things, two questions left I've got to ask for you. You the most excited to see on Kaiju Fest on the bill?
Where do you start?
Actually, I know exactly who Matt's gonna say, because he saw the flyer, he went fucking, I'm gonna use a pun here, he went rampage for it.
Yes.
Hell fucking yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, 12 gauge rampage, baby. That band slaps.
Fuck
yeah. Also, Strange Fiction, good friends of ours, and a fucking wild ride to see live.
And they've got a new song out.
Yeah, their new track is dope. And funnily enough, Miguel, their drummer, he is actually an old student of mine. I used to teach him drums way, way back in the day.
Oh, no way.
Small world.
I remember I saw him at a show at Vinny's, actually, they saw. And this little dude with just this black fuzzball hair came up to me. He's like, oh, Sujo. And I looked at him, I'm like, holy shit, Miguel, your balls have dropped. You've got hair. I'm like, what's going on? So, yeah,
oh,
I'm
man.
Super excited to see them, man. They're, yeah, and their new single Slaps. Go check that shit out.
Yeah.
And really, my last question, I always like to end my interviews on this question, lads. So it's very on the spot, but if you could go back and relive any show that you've ever played before in your life, and what show would it be and why would you relive it?
Oh, dude, I can... Oh, fucking... This just came about as of, like, the last practice that we had, which was, like, 2 weeks ago. So my other band, Death Row, it's kind of like a, I don't know, like, beat-down death metal band. We played a show, like, last year or this year with Antagonist AD. And I recently found out that the guitarist of that band is, I think, Kevin Cameron, who's from I Killed the Prom Queen. And my first tattoo was a Prom Queen tattoo because I'm the biggest fangirl. So I played a fucking show with the guitarist of one of my favorite bands of all time, and I didn't even fucking realize. So I'd probably go back and actually realize.
It's a little too late.
Oh, bro, big too late.
Yeah, rad. That's a good answer. Brent, what's yours, buddy?
Oh, man. Oh, it almost. I think it'd probably be close to our last show that we played at Tomcats, I think, and it was just pure chaos. Like, we had a packed out room, and I think it was like you get those shows where people like kind of move, but they don't. But then this show that we had, like, hey, all of us at the end, or like even through the set, we're just looking at each other like, what the fuck? Fuck is happening out there right now? Like, it was just pure mayhem. And so yeah, that's what I like to see when I play, when I'm up there, people enjoying what we're doing.
Nice. So your answer is the last show that you just played
at Tomcat. Yeah, last Hang'em show at Tomcat. Yeah,
nice. Well, gentlemen, is there anything else that you guys want to finish this interview on?
Get your tickets to Kaiju Fest, come out. Watch the chaos.
Nice. And make sure you check out our release the week before so you can come and hear it live and see how well it matches up.
Still on the stage.
We'll have an angry meter. Instead of like a laugher meter, it's going to just be like an angry thing. And basically it just gets angry and punches people. So if you see the anger meter punch people in the crowd, you know it's a fucking angry song.
Beautiful. Oh, that's what I like to hear.
Whoever hits the hardest might get a free t-shirt. Who knows?
Yeah. I'm like, you know what? If I see you out there throwing down in the breakdown for Cry Wolf and you're going absolutely ham, I will give you a free shirt, hands down.
Oh, well, spread the love, people. Go your fucking hardest for a free shirt.
Yeah, I'll be the judge of the pit stees, and it better be good.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time this evening. Go check them out. Hang'em High. That is Hang'em space Hig. Go check them out. These guys are tough as fuck, man. Big love to you both. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Brent, for joining me. And until then, we'll catch you guys next time. See you, cunts.